It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast. Brock with Hunter. What's going
Holy
on?
Shit.
That's funny, dude. That cracked me up. Anyway, of course, as always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson. Your full-service motorcycle repair shop. They're going to get you taken care of, and we're going to hear from our word from our sponsor at the end of all this, so make sure you stick around for that. But right now, though, it's time for fact and opinion. One random fact, one dumb opinion. The fact's good. The opinion usually sucks, but hey, you're here anyway. Let's see here. I don't want to talk about pumpkin beer.
Yeah, we're done with pumpkin spice. Pumpkin is gone. Gone! Not for another 11 months. Or 10, whatever.
Whatever it is, yeah. Yeah, 10, who knows? We don't know what it is. Let's see. No, no.
God, dude.
I don't know, man.
Got a good one? Got a good one?
Well, I got... Hey, yeah, let's do this one. The founder of Timex Watches picked the name in honor of his father because his father loved reading Time Magazine and using Kleenex. Hold on a sec. Are those happy tissues or sad tissues?
Yeah, those are happy tissues.
So did they go hand in hand? Was he like reading Time Magazine and using the tissues? Was he crying? Did he blow his nose a lot? Like, out of all the things to honor your father with, it's because he loved Time Magazine and using Kleenexes. Why did he love using Kleenexes?
Dad, I started a business. Hey, listen to why I came up with the name. It's Time, because, you know, you like Time Magazine, and X, because, I, you know, like Kleenex. There's Kleenex next to you when I was thinking of it. The dad's like...
Okay.
Sweet.
What, really? You couldn't maybe just use our last name or, you know, my first name, Watches, right. You know, like John Watches. I mean, what the hell? What the hell,
like,
you moron?
Stares at him for a second. Okay.
God, you're a disappointment to me and your mother.
Jesus.
Here's the thing. When's the last time you actually used Kleenexes to blow your nose, Hunter?
Yeah, you know, dude, I go right. Yeah. Usually it's like toilet paper, or I go for the paper towel.
Paper towel, right? You,
or I just do straight up snot rocket if I'm outside.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wonder if Kleenex, when they found it, it realized how many loads were going to be blown into their into their product, you know?
Oh, they knew. They knew.
And then they started coming out with the Kleenexes with lotion on them. It's like, come on, guys. Yeah. The tip of my dick is ultra soft, man.
A dick in need deserves Puffs Plus indeed.
Yes. God, I want them to make an actual, just let's be straight up with it, okay? They just need to be honest in one of their commercials. Like, look, we know you can use this to blow your nose, or you can blow other things into it. I mean, either way.
It's going to clean it up regardless.
It does clean up. I will say Kleenex does clean up better than toilet paper. Toilet paper always gets stuck on the tip of your donger, you know, every single time.
If you have a material that's kind of a snotty, you know, consistency, it'll clean it up. They're really good at cleaning up that goopy.
Like,
oh, God.
I even feel bad. Like, I when we were having a toilet paper shortage, right, there was still Kleenex available. Like, you could buy, you know, like the Great Value brand, like a 3-pack. And I even felt weird bringing that home because I was like, look, in a pinch, honey, we can use these if we need to. But then really, I'm like, wait, I gotta somehow justify to my wife I bought all these Kleenexes. She knows. I mean, come on now. Come on now.
And why does the Kleenex turn into, like, cement? Like, you know when you pick up one of those Kleenexes, you're like, all right.
Yeah
you it's could... like JB Weld. It's like you're blowing JB Weld out of your dick. After time, it just becomes petrified, dude, like a fossil.
You remember in gym class that game? Maybe you guys didn't have this, where it was like this bag of sand, and then it had the little fringe on it, so you could grab the fringe and then fling it. You remember those? That's basically what that Kleenex turns into, except instead of sand, it's a load, and you can just rocket that thing 100 yards in the air.
Ew.
But yeah, out of all the things to honor your father with, it's for Time Magazine and Kleenexes. Come on, man.
Were Timex watches expensive, or were they cheapos?
There was a time where they were expensive. There was a Timex when they were... Search Timex. See, I've never been a big watch guy.
Me neither.
You know?
Me neither. It just bothers me.
Well, here
it's
there's...
more of a nuisance to me than anything.
Let's see.
What do you need a fucking watch? You got a phone that you're looking at all day anyway.
And well, see, nowadays, yeah. Like, nowadays, it doesn't make sense. And I thought, like, because, I mean, they can be nice. Thing. They can be nice accent pieces. But I've never been a watch guy. I never have. It's just on my wrist and tight, and I just, yeah, I never got
into
it.
The only time I wear a watch is when I go to a wedding, period. That's it.
Yeah?
Just because it is. It fits the outfit.
Yeah. It doesn't actually work. Of course, you do remember the old calculator watches. Those are pretty dope. Those are pretty cool.
No, honestly, I think the watch works, but I wear it upside down because it's more comfortable. I'm serious.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's a big watch, and it has, you know, the piece that sticks out where you can adjust the watch.
Yeah,
It's fucking huge, dude. It's huge. So, like, it goes right against the back of my hand, you know, when I'm kind of moving my hand around. I'm like, it's terrible, dude. It's the most uncomfortable thing ever.
Yeah. See, like,
but it's a nice black Michael Kors watch.
Yeah.
My wife got it for me for our wedding.
Does your dad wear a watch?
I think he does, yeah. See, my dad's got, like, military watch, though. Yeah. He's got, like, Velcro on it and shit.
See, my dad, it was always an easy gift, and he'd go through them so much just because, like, farm work and everything like that. But we always used to get them just from Walmart. It wasn't anything fancy, but it had the gold one with, like, the kind of the elastic gold band.
Yeah, yep.
Every Christmas we got him a new gold watch. Every single Christmas. Because, yeah, he'd go through them. He lost one inside of a sheep one time.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude, I'm not joking. Jesus. So there's times where
would he have it on his dick?
Yeah, oh, my God. You bastard. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. My God.
Sorry.
That's pretty funny. No, so sometimes you have to help animals out in childbirth. You know, if the lamb or the calf is breached or they get hung up, if there's multiple lambs coming out. But I've had to get in there. Dude, I've been shoulder deep in cows before, okay?
Oh,
but
God.
He was in there pulling this lamb out, and he gets the lamb out, and all of a sudden he goes, shit, my watch. And his watch actually came out. Yeah.
Came out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go See, back in.
The only sheep uterus that can tell time, man.
Hey, Brock, cover me.
Yes, I'm going in.
Going in.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Man.
Anyway, yeah, I've never been a watch guy, and I don't see myself becoming one, but who knows? Yeah. We'll see. But
I used to wear it. Well, sorry, before we go, I used to wear the old fossil watches, though. Remember those?
You would.
From the buckle.
You would.
Yeah. I think they came with a pair of Doc Martens I got from there.
Let's see what time it is. Oh, yeah. It's time for me to keep acting like a douchebag. That's what it is. All right, there you go. A little history on watches for you. Anyway, that is going to do it for the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out, and we'll see you next time for another fact and opinion. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gelson Cycle. Gelson.
You ain't coming.
I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.